with the Jewish people.
That's why I mentioned parking. Now, there is a difference between Sephardic people to the Ashkenazim. We Sephardim take haircut and shave during all these weeks, 3 weeks of Ben HaMitzvah. Ashkenazim don't. We start from Shavuot Sabbat Amos. You see, many of those that go to Yeshivot, Sephardim, they go into Yeshivot Ashkenazim. They become like Ashkenazim. They don't shave, they don't take haircut, they don't take haircut. But really, they don't have to. The father of Sephardim follows the laws, what is for Sephardim. That he came, maybe because they are together with them, sitting there with them, won't be proper, but when they are not with them, surely they can take a haircut and shave. However, it is for us, the week that the Shabbat comes in it, that's called Shavuot Shechal Bo Tshe'a B'Av, then we don't take a haircut. This year, there is no Shavuot Shechal Bo Tshe'a B'Av. There's no week that Tshe'a B'Av in it. Why? Tshe'a B'Av comes when? This Saturday. Will be Tshe'a B'Av. And we don't fast when Tshe'a B'Av comes on Saturday. Only one day that we fast when comes on Shabbat. Kippur. No other fast will take place on Shabbat. Therefore, when Tshe'a B'Av comes on Shabbat, what do you do? They postpone it to the 10th of Av, to Sunday. Now, since this Tshe'a B'Av is postponed to Sunday, therefore the day of the fast is not in this week. This week is not called Shavuot Shechal Bo Tshe'a B'Av. Therefore, we are permitted to take a haircut even in this week. And there is no law anymore not to take a haircut. Would be forbidden only Sunday. Sunday, yeah, no problem. This Sunday, then a person will take Monday. Monday is already the 11th. It's okay. That's mainly the notion. But not eating meat, there is. When we stop eating meat from Rosh Chodesh, then Tshe'a B'Av during the weekdays. When it comes Saturday, this coming Saturday, we're allowed to eat all the meat we want. Any kind of meat. The person should not come and think, listen, this is Tshe'a B'Av itself, at least Erev Tshe'a B'Av. I shouldn't, you know. On Shabbat, no, nothing. You don't show any mourning on the resurrection of the Midrash. When you celebrate, they eat all the meat. Not only that, even Se'udah Shereshi. They call it also Se'udah HaMapseket. The Se'udah HaMapseket means the last meal before the fast. It's called Se'udah HaMapseket. When it comes on weekdays, there are so many restrictions. That last meal before the fast, so it's supposed to sit 3 men together to eat, not to make zimur. They don't eat together. Or they don't eat bread. Or they know to make zimur. To show you that they are very mourning the destruction of bed. This year, no. Because it comes Shabbat, sit down, you can sing songs, and eat. That means this year we don't have. Now another thing. This year, since it comes Saturday night, big problems. Certain on Shabbat you don't show any sign of avidut of mourning. At the same time, when it comes Sunday, you cannot walk anymore with leather shoes. Because if you remember, I mentioned fasting, that's forbidden on Shabbat. You don't eat, don't drink, don't wash, you don't apply any lotions or perfume, you don't wear leather shoes, and no relationship with one's wife. Now, these other 4, 5 things is forbidden. Now, since we are not allowed to have shoes, and on Shabbat we have to have shoes not to show that we mourn, the person, what is he going to do? When the Shabbat ends, there's no Havdalah. Has to wait till makes the Havdalah, and then you can do things of the weekdays. And if he is going to come with the shoes, the other shoes, the shoe, what is he going to do? He will stay with the other shoes and the shoe. Okay. They don't have the advisor. And also, and they take the sneakers with them in their hands. Comes the time, when it comes by food, they take the shoes off, they put the sneakers. Sneakers that there's no leather, they have not much sneakers on today. This is what they do. You're impossible. They ask me, oh, what? We heard they have to put the sneakers after by food. And shoes, if we take them, what are they going to do? To carry sneakers to the shoe? Problems. And I said, they can carry them. Yeah, they can. I told them, since the sneakers today, they are comfortable and that, let them put the sneakers down in their house and come. But wait, there will be already time for that you'll be able to do well. Especially now, people, they want to come to shul, to pray Shabbat. They look far. We are going to pray Mincha early. After Mincha, we go home to have Seudah Shlishit, which is the last meal before the fast. Then we are going to pray 6 o'clock. By 6:30 will be 2. From 6:30 to 8, there is plenty of time for the people. And if you take them quarter to 1 minute to reach home, they will have plenty of time, of an hour, to eat. Plenty. Nothing to worry. But they eat. It's of that Shlomo, as I said. Now they want, they are looking for. We will pray, for example, with a nice 8:30. The truth is, we will not start 8:30. We will not say 8:30. We will start about 9 o'clock. Why? To give a chance to the people to come to shul from home that they want to drive. But they are not allowed to drive because they don't make Abdullah. What do we do? We tell them, pray Abid. Every morning, they pray Abid. We say, Atahnantan, Atahnantan is Abdullah. And now we don't pray Abid yet till we come to shul. You don't pray Abid, you don't make Abdullah. Abdullah on the glass of wine, there isn't. Abdullah, Atahnantan, there isn't. What do you do? I told them that everyone must stay in his house before leaving the house. I told them exactly the hour when they can leave the house, 8:42. Because 8 o'clock would be about sunset, 8:42. Then 8:44, 42 minutes after. They should say the words, Baruch HaMavdir Ben Kodesh Lachmar. These are the words only, 5 words. Baruch HaMavdir Ben Kodesh Lachmar. Blessed be the one who gave us the difference between holy day to regular day. Then he can drive. Therefore, he can put also his sneakers and car.
In practice, we don't have that problem.
Yeah. Because you walk.
Yeah.
We've been walking distance. But even walking, where you sit is to walk to reach there. It takes him 10 minutes to the shoe.
He has to say Baruch HaMavdir Ben
Kodesh
Lachmar. Right. If I say that, can I put on my sneakers?
Yeah.
Or I can say it?
Yeah, you say it, but provided you say it in the right time.
8:42.
You said before, that's it. Did you understand now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm analyzing. What do we do? Now, what do we do about Abdullah? We don't have Abdullah. When it comes Amidah, we say Abdullah. Are we going to say any part of the Abdullah during the night or this Saturday night? One thing we do. We pray Abid. After Abid, before we read Echa, the Hazan, the Rabbi, they say Baruch Hashem, Faram Borem, with the candle. Nothing else. No wine, no Mabdim Kodesh Ahol. But Borei Me'orei HaEsh, we say. After Borei Me'orei HaEsh, we start the reading of the keynote, the lamentation. This is the how we do it this year. It happened a few years ago already. It was on Shabbat. It was postponed, it was Saturday night. Because the fast is postponed, it's not really on the Shabbat. they make it lighter. Not as strict as every Tisha B'Av that comes exactly on the same day. In what way? Tisha B'Av, it's a religion, very, very strict, similar to Kippur. That's why even though in other fasts, like Shabbat, Sabbath, Tammuz, Asarah, Tevet, Tzom Gedaliah, they make it lighter. If a person is not well enough, he's not the sick, even though he's not in danger, they don't bother him to fast. But Tisha B'Av, they tell him to try to fast. If you'll be able, good. If not, he doesn't have to. This Choshek came more so when Choshek, the fast of Tisha B'Av, not on the same day, like this year. Comes on Shabbat, we push it to Sunday. Could be applied easier. It could become much, much easier on the people. We see a woman pregnant, tell her she can't fast, she shouldn't fast. Because it is the Tisha B'Av that postponed from Saturday to Sunday. Yes.
Even if you want to, you have to tell her not to?
No, I didn't say that. They asked me, I got calls, even today. I said, if you feel that you're able to fast, you want to try to, you fast. But if you feel you can't, you're allowed to eat. There was a girl just 2 months ago, she gave birth, and she called me up. I said, try to, if you can't, eat. We make it easier since it is not the same day. It will be the same day of Tisha B'Av, then you should try to fast. And the same thing we apply this. Now I'm talking about the difference. Was a time, Friday, Saturday night, or any night of Tisha B'Av, people spent at least half the night in the shul. The keynote, there's plenty in the books of Tisha B'Av, there's plenty. We don't say all of them. Same people, a couple, by themselves, and that's all what they say. They cut it short. I used to play in Yerushalayim in the synagogue. People, they sit down on the floor and they pray. They pray takes such a long time. And every kina that is in the book, they last very long with it. Ooh, what a cry. You know, did you ever see Mawal? You know what Mawal is? The Arabs in Eretz Israel, they're like a tower. And they come early in the morning and at night when sundown, they go through that town, close to something, but he has a very, very strong, powerful, and beautiful voice. And then he goes around the town and he's singing and he's singing to another male. This is already the time of sunset or the time of sunrise. That's what they do. They call it the Madani. And he says him a word, he sings a song. Can hear it a mile away. That is my wife. Now, the way they used to pray, everyone in my world, it was so long with crying with everyone. We never left the shul before midnight. We start from beginning of the night, we never left the shul before midnight. There is, in Arabic, there is a story of Hannah and her 7 children. You know the story of Hannah and 7 children? That the king called on her. I heard that you have 7 wonderful children. That I want to give them a position in the government. I heard a lot about them. I want you to do me a favor. I want to tell them that they have to worship the idol. I will reward them. What was the hour? I don't. He put his image. But that's the order that they should part of it. The woman went, giving a lecture to the children about Judaism. And then after she told them, I want you to know, my dear sons, this king is a very, very wicked man and cruel. Whatever he will try to do to you, don't give up your religion. You have to trust God and believe in him. That's what Hannah was telling her seven children. Then the king brought the first one. He told him, listen, you better bow. You don't bow, then you'll be executed. Who are you to tell me what to do? You're just a human being. I believe in a real God. Okay, kill him. Second, there came the ceremony for the mother. Listen, they were all executed. Do not persuade him that the little one that you have left, tell him that he should bow. At least you leave someone to keep your memory. She took her son to the room, saying, I warn you, be careful not to listen to this king. She gave him all the lecture of him. Son came, I'm Sonny, listen to me. You better bow, I'll make you a great person, give you such a position. Said, my dear king, I'll never listen to you. Who are you to tell me to betray my creator? He is my God. So one is, okay, listen. The king wanted to say, please, I will drop my ring to look like and ask, please do me a favor, pick it up for me. You pick it up, when you pick it up, you're bending. So look to the people that you are listening to me bending. Just save my honor and respect in the eyes of people. Never. Then he executed him. When Hannah heard that her last child also was executed, she went up some roof and she dropped herself in order to die, and she was killed. This story they read it in Arabic, with singing, with very, very long. They call it Qissat Hannah wa Sab'a Awlada, the story of Hannah and her seven children. This is how our people gave their lives for the sake of all religion, for the sake of God. This is what we used to last very long, till midnight. We never got up before midnight on a prayer. Of course, here was among the same people that don't like. Cut short as much as possible. They don't want Shabia. And we were about to print the books for Shabia, for the night of Shabia. It wasn't bloody. I asked the presidents before, year after year, on this one, let's avoid Hadul Hashem. People don't know what to pray. One man had a very old something from Halab. Already it's all torn, worn out. And he stands here, he reads, they all talk and nothing. Because they don't know what goes on. I told them, I'll take it upon myself, I'll work hard. Write down without mistake, everything, the vowels, the dots. Just build expense. One year, Motau came, he became a president. I said, listen, this was what he said, oh, well, whatever you want. I did everything together, I put the powers, I put that, and he printed them. He saw the president of Shabia, and he did. That's to his credit. He spent $4,000 for that. When he did those pamphlets. But people, every congregation wanted them. He asked every congregation to share the good expense. $200, $250. Bittura gave. Shari Tzion gave. But Ahazah don't want to give. They wanted the books without giving. Also, Deal Synagogue, they don't want to give. They wanted the books. Maybe Pat, you know, came at that time, remember? I want the books. They said, what do you mean you want the books? Pay for them. No, I'm a member of this congregation. You have to give me. Then I said, please, I told the committee, avoid Mahalakim. Give me. But no, they have money. Why shouldn't they share at least 200, 250? We put 4,000. It doesn't matter. Give them. I remember. I wanted to avoid all the mahabbah. He gave them with that. Same thing in Brooklyn. He gave them with that some congregation. Then we made that book. Brother, sister. We stand up. Everybody a book is there. You read it. Today, Young Shaar Etzion published a book. They published a book. They asked me to go to it. The Association in English of the Keynote. I have the copy of what they gave me. I didn't came up to it. I was busy all the time. I didn't look at those papers. How did they printed it? I don't know. Right, wrong, but they printed it. But I don't like the system. Certain things that are good, we don't require to have them. Certain things that were required, they didn't put. They didn't come in the proper way. It's a good book. Nice print, the whole thing. Now, as I said, the pamphlets are the best that we have today for the night of Chagall. For the day, we have books that already I show them which one to say, which one not to say, according to the Sunnah. The importance of praying these prayers is tremendous. Because the Gemara said, Kol ha-mitapel al Yerushalayim zoche ve-ro'e be-binyana. The one who will mourn Yerushalayim really wholeheartedly, because it will bring the merit to see the town that will be rebuilt again. That's why a person should see to it, you know, now.
So you read about Hannah, and her seven children. What else we read about?
There is a number of things from Iyob, a certain part, chapters from Iyob.
All about the Jewish and the
story about Iyob at the time that he suffered. But all what he was talking about and the time he suffered, they skipped a few things of consolation that were given him. Mm-hmm. But they read only the parts of the pain that he had. There is already in the book, there is 42 chapters. Maybe they read from them 30 of them. Now, if there is a Mila in Ben HaMetzarim, the world, a person who has the Mila, the father of the baby, or the one who holds the baby, they are permitted to take a haircut and shave. I told you this year doesn't apply this because anybody can take a haircut. There is no din of Shavua Shavua Shavua. But even in a year that there is, people that have a Milah, they are permitted. Why? For them it's a holiday. They can take it. Yes, some people, they restrict themselves. Not to, we don't have to follow. Because we are Sephardim. Ashkenazim are very, very strict about it without. Now, as you know, this year I told you, Chaviah was on Shabbat, close to Sunday. Therefore, there's no Chaviah, week of Chaviah this week. They can do all this. Now, if there is person groom, but maybe before, comes into these days, also he can take a haircut, go, shave, no matter what, because since it is a holiday for him, he's allowed, they permitted him. Now, washing clothes, according originally to the law, we're not allowed to wash clothes on the week of Shabbat. Shabbat comes on Tuesday, from Sunday to Tuesday. It's a Thursday, from Sunday to Thursday. They are not supposed to wash the clothes. This week, this year, we don't have Shabbat Shabbat. That means this week we're allowed to wash clothes. Ashkenazim don't. We do. Not only that, it's Faradim. It's strict about it when there is no Shavuot, Shachar, Shavuot, Shavuot, there is in the same week. the Chabad comes to the mother of the world. Very, very strict about it. Not only not to buy a new clothes to put, even clothes that they wash them and clean them, and don't put them in you. It's like you look. Summer, sweating, burning for the years. The same shirt from Sunday to Thursday. Well, how could be? And they gave them a solution. They prepare a few shirts on Friday. How many shirts is going to use during this week? Five? Let him prepare five shirts. Everyone will put it for 1 hour on Shabbat. That means it's already he used it. He's allowed to use it. Every day another shirt.
Shabbat to do wear clean shirt or not?
Yeah, of course.
What?
If it falls with Shabbat on during the week, it's Shabbat.
Shabbat, definitely. I said
always wear a new shirt.
Yeah. But again, not the new something that to say Shehiyan.
Uh-huh.
Yes. What do you say Shehiyan? Huh? Or overcoat or jacket. Not to have a new jacket because you're not supposed to say Shehiyan. Person wants to wear the new jacket, he should wear it before Shabbat Sefer or after Chaviyah. Not on these days, because these days are not supposed to say Shehiyan. Some rabbis are saying, to say Shehiyan on Shabbat. Use it. But the custom is not to say Shehiyan. Go Shabbat of the Muts, the Chaviyah.
That's speaking only for us, for Father Zin. That's where we are very humble, very strict.
That's the only thing. Usually the Ashkenazim are more Mahmoud.
Right.
Most of the nights.
And what about underwear?
Again, he should have something, use it before. If he doesn't have, he should change it. Because, as I told you, there is clashing laws. Lord said that when you put on tefillin, you must be clean. If you are not clean, you are not allowed to put on tefillin. How could he then? You tell him not to wash, the meantime will be not so clean for tefillin. So every individual must know himself. Depend how much. Activities he had. He was sitting, retiring, he didn't do any work. It doesn't bother him. Didn't let him stay. But those that bothered him, tefillin, they can't put tefillin. Therefore, they have to use their judgment. They see they can't, what is permitted according to the law, they will do. Then, well, usually it is a custom. The week that comes to Shabbat Avenue, they're very careful not to change the bedding. New sheet, new that. But this year, we don't have Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat. But we permit it. This year, so other years they don't do it. But this year we wash clothes the whole week, this week. We are allowed to take to dry cleaner our clothes because we don't have the law of Shavua Shachar B'Chameav this year. For us, for Adim, definitely. Some of Ashkenazim, they're very strict. Now, Ashkenazim, this Shabbat, they won't change their clothes. On Friday, they wash, do they shower, look warm, they don't use anything, apply soap or anything. So they shower and they wipe themselves. They just give it up. Take a shower, take a bath. This is called, this Shabbat is called Shabbat Hazon. Why they call it Shabbat Hazon? Because the Haftarah of this week begins with the word Hazon Yeshayahu Ben Amos. There is a connection, the parasha and the Haftarah. The parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, is writing the parasha Devarim. What is parasha Devarim? Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all the Jewish people, millions of them, to come to listen to it. Where was that? 37 days before he passed away. He passed away on the 7th of Adar. 37 days before that was Chodesh Shabbat. He brought the Jewish people and telling them all the history of the Jewish people. From the time they became a nation, which is when they left Egypt, how did they go into the land of Israel, what did he do, and so on. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, but Aser HaDibarot, he repeats and makes a very long speech. You know how long? You know how long lasted that speech? 37 days. He started Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. He passed away on 7th of Adar.
Without stopping?
Only at night.
No.
But during the day, the whole day, he was talking to them. And he gave them the Ruach HaMash. He elaborated on the laws. He gave them a lot of Musaf. Lesson in how to conduct yourself in an ethical way. This is the whole book of Devarim. And which means the Kormit in Hebrew, Tochecha, rebuking the people not to do wrong. He tells them, if they do wrong, Chas v'Shalom, terrible things will happen. If they do good, Hashem will eliminate those things that should not happen. They took one chapter from the Haftarah, the Nevi'im, also to be the Haftarah similar to that. Because usually every Haftarah is similar to the subject of the Parasha. Why they put the Haftarah? Why they read the Haftarah? Because the Goyim order that the Jewish people should not read Torah. Couldn't read Torah. They used to come to watch them in the shul. They'll take Sefer Torah out and read or not. They did that. They were not supposed to risk their lives for reading the Torah in public. They didn't. But the gods that were there, they guarded them till when? Till half day, to midday. Then they left. Then you finish now the ones. They brought the Torah out and they read from the Torah what they're supposed to read or shall read. We don't have today this that they were persecuting the Jewish people. But still, they're afraid maybe will come in some country, something that they told them to read after. They don't stop them from Torah, they stop them from reading Torah. And they picked the Torah that has to do from the subject of the Torah, that they will be able to remember what is the parasha about. Now, what's linked to the parasha of Devarim? First chapter in the book of Isaiah. He's giving his book, and in the first chapter, he said, Hazon Yeshayahu ben Amos. This is the prophecy of Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu was from the royal family. His father, his uncle, all were from the royal family, and even, matter of fact, his uncle was the king. And he was saying, the harsh words that he said, unbelievable. Pay attention to his word. Shem'u shamayim ba'azin eretz. O hear, O heaven, and listen to me, the earth. Banim giddalti v'romamti. I've raised children, picked them up, v'hem pasha'ufi. And they rebelled against me. Yada' shor koneu. He said, the ox knows his master. V'hamor, the donkey knows the food of his owner. Yisrael lo yada. Amin lo itbana. He told them they became worse than animals. Yisrael. How could an Abin attack the Jewish people in such a way to say the animals are better than them? The Gemara tells us beautiful two stories that will understand this sentence much better. There was a man by the name of Rabbi Yohanan. This Rabbi Yohanan, he had an ox. He used to work with it the whole week. Plow the land in order to plant. In the end, he owned land and he had to plant. And the ox is working every week. When does he work? 6 days. Friday, Sunday to Friday. Friday, sundown. Ox doesn't work anymore. Because the Torah says, Ma'an Yanua, Shorecha, Bahamorecha, Chol Bem Techan, Aset Adberon, Ten Commandment. Same said, be careful, make Shabbat, and make sure that your animal also will rest, not only you, but the animals also. He said, well, the animal has to keep mitzvot, not the animals. You have to keep the mitzvot to make sure that your animal will not work on that. used to walk Sunday to Friday. The Hanan all of a sudden needed the money. For some reason, he sold the ox to a goy. Goy said, "You sure? This ox?" Said, "Sure. Guarantee, guarantee." I gave him guarantee. All of a sudden, the goy came, very annoyed. Devil, I found the ox. Hey, to move, it doesn't move. He held him, nothing, doesn't move. He said, "What's that?" He went back to the original owner, to Rabbi Hanan. "Hanan, you misled me, you cheated me, you told me that guarantee." I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "The ox doesn't want to go to war." I said, "Okay, come with me." He went with him. He went near the ear of the donkey, of the ox. He's telling him, "Mr. Ox, as long as you are mine, you belong to a Jew. I'm not allowed to walk. I wasn't allowed also to let you walk. But now you're working for someone else. You can be Hasid or Ma'an. I can't." He told that to the ox. The minute Rabbi Hanan said that, ox moved. Went to work. He told him, "From now on, you belong to him, not to me. He's a goy." The ox went. This is what the Nabi said. Yada shor konev. The ox knew his master. Then, what is like that? This is what the story told us. After shor yada shor konev, what's written? Bahamor ebus ba'alam. That the donkey knows the food of his master. Never touch a food that doesn't belong to his master. Which means very careful not to steal or anything. And the dumb about the hamor, a donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. He was stopped, they put all the food in front of him, he wouldn't eat. What happened? Because they didn't take maaser. They didn't take from it the part they're supposed to take in order to give it to. What did you? After they take what they're supposed to do, they give to the Kohen, they give to the Levi, they have the order. Now what happened? The rabbi who had a donkey, who can ask me, are you? He went to visit his son-in-law, who was a great rabbi, Mishon ben Yohan. As he came there, the old man to welcome him back and down. Bring us water, bring water. He used to go barefoot, his feet are tired, messy, dusty. Bring the water that washed the feet of the rabbi. Okay. Then they start, brought something in the bite. So, no. Can't have anything. Why, rabbi? Anything wrong? No, nothing wrong. I can't have anything. Go look after this. The poor guy. Who was that? The ox was that. Go feed him. That's what they did. They came, they put the food on for him. Well, the robber would not eat till the donkey would eat first. And that's the law. So I said, if you have a pet, an animal, to eat, and you don't eat yet, you're not supposed to eat till you feed the animal. ונתתי עשה בשדך לבהמתך ואכלת בשבת. First give to the animal, then you should eat and drink. That's what the rabbi did. He said, the animal is already starved. One is, he came on an animal to visit his son-in-law from far away. Took him who knows how many hours. They ran to him to welcome him. He's the animal first. Came to him and said, "The animal, the rabbi, the animal doesn't want to eat anything. What do you give him?" "We gave him. We gave him grain." "Really? Did you take maaser for me?" "Maaser." Said, "Yeah, my animal will not eat unless you took maaser." Couldn't believe it. They couldn't digest. They tried, they went, they gave him. They took maaser and they gave him the food. He jumped on him. He ate all of it. You see? So the donkey understood the food, which food is good, kosher, which food is not kosher. Not to eat the food which is not kosher. How did the donkey know? He got accustomed always in the house of his master, never saw anything that's not correct, because the rabbi was afraid that maybe somebody will come to eat before they can answer. And to always answer right away for me. So you know what the pasuk said? The shor knew his master, that ox. The donkey knew the food is kosher or not kosher. We go take a piece of meat, unkosher, smell it the whole day long. Would you know if it is kosher by smelling it or not? Unless you are told this is not kosher. He said, but you don't, but he tells the Jewish people, they do not reach the level of a donkey. This is what we see in the Haftarah of the week of Chazon. It's called Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amos. There is a lot of talk about it. That's a connection with the parasha. Then both of them are giving harsh words to the Jewish people, Moshe and Yeshayah. Moshe said, Echaya, Esa levadit rachachem asarachem elevachem. That's what begins Sheni on Shabbat. Yeshayah Navi said, Yirmiyah Navi said, Echa Yashiva Bada Adayir Bat Yam. Yeshayah Navi said also, Echa Yitan Lezona Kriya Ne'emana. How could people come from, dignified people, go to the lowest level? And the Haftarah is a special Haftarah, as we said. Speaking very harsh words to the Jewish people. And they did not listen to him. And the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Why do we read it? That we say, look, it's because of our Avonot, the Beit HaMikdash not being built. If we were any better than our fathers, the Beit HaMikdash would be built right away. We did not reach better yet. That's why there is no Beit HaMikdash. Let's hope that Be'ezrat Hashem, this week, have see that they will play, that the children play in the class week. Before they play, that we join together.
If you have a shorter, and a goy, who gets fed first?
Huh?
If a new has a goy, and a slave, and an ox,
the shore.
Who gets
the shore.
Fed first? The shore?
Yeah, sure.
Really? Not sure. The goy?
No. Because the goy, in case he's a starved to death, he will ask. But the ox is not asking.
No.
You understand? That's the whole idea why you feed the animal before the people. See if they are playing the habit. That's when.